W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Steve Kathan. The American economy is still generating jobs. CBS's Sarah Ewall Weiss with the new numbers out this morning.
The U.S. added 311,000 jobs in February, more than economists had expected. The number is down from the more than 500,000 jobs added in January, but it's still a very hot market, even as the Federal Reserve moves to combat inflation. The unemployment rate ticked up to 3.6% from 3.4%, a 54-year low.
Chuck Lieberman of Advisors Capital Management breaks it down.
There was a small drop in manufacturing, but good-sized gains in leisure and hospitality and healthcare and retail.
Now to California, CBS's Carter Evans is covering a major storm that could prove damaging.
It's been raining pretty steadily for hours right now. That means creeks like this one all over are swelling. We're in El Dorado County. It's one of 34 counties statewide that is now under a state of emergency. It's much warmer today. And all this rapid snow melt, well, that could cause some life-threatening flooding.
Well, former President Trump's lawyers say he's been invited to testify before a New York grand jury next week in the investigation into an alleged hush money payment during his 2016 campaign. CBS News legal contributor Rebecca Royfe.
It is highly unusual for a prosecutor in New York to invite some target into the grand jury and then ultimately determine that charges are inappropriate.
A possible opponent for Trump in the GOP presidential nomination is in Iowa today, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, saluting the state's governor, Kim Reynolds.
Kim is working to drive her taxes down. We have no income tax. You guys should try to get there. If you can get there, you'll be happy with no state income tax.
Overseas, at least six people are reported killed in the mass shooting at a Jehovah's Witnesses meeting in Hamburg, Germany. CBS's Holly Williams.
The police now say the shooter acted alone and was one of those found dead.
Es wurden auch Menschenpersonen rausgetragen.
There were probably 25 shots at least. And after the police got there was no gunfire for a long time, said this witness. Then after 5 minutes or so, there was a single shot.
The gunman's ID'd as a former member of that congregation who left on, quote, not good terms more than a year ago. In a rare show of bipartisanship, the House this morning voted unanimously to declassify intelligence information about the origins of COVID-19, coming right near the third anniversary of the start of the deadly pandemic. And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 44 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. More than 100,000 homes and businesses. That's how many lost power in the latest snowstorm to Wallop, Wisconsin. The southeast got the worst of it. There are several reports of tree limbs and power lines giving out under heavy snow. It's a snow day for several schools around Wisconsin. Others started late or went remote. A state appeals court rules the Wisconsin Assembly broke the open records law when it first denied a media request for documents relating to a former state lawmaker accused of sexual harassment. That happened in 2019. The court's ruling says the Assembly owes the Journal Sentinel, the State Journal, and other news organizations their lawyers' fees. In sports, Marquette plays UConn in the Big East Tournament semifinals tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underly said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke! Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Oh, buddy, it's Friday.
Here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's near west side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and around the state, the Shaw and Waukesha, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, Lake Air up in Amory, and so many more. Head over to the website civicmedia.us to see where our coverage pattern is growing. You can sign up to learn more and get updates about Civic Media at the website civicmedia.us. Coming up in today's big show, we are going to be joined at 2:30 by Annalise Eicher, friend of mine and friend of the show. She'll be talking to us about numerous tangents surrounding the headlines, as well as a couple rallies and opportunities for you out there in the listening audience to get engaged this weekend and participate in some of the rallies that Women Win Wisconsin are putting on around the state of Wisconsin. So you'll want to stay tuned for that conversation coming up at 2:30. Between now and then, we got some headlines. We'll discuss some of the news of the day. And take your calls, 844-967-2789. It is a Friday, so if you have a submission for the most Wisconsin headline of the week, love to hear it. I want to hear them. I got my suggestion. We're going to float that one in a little bit. And it's a pretty good one, talking about Fridays specifically here in Wisconsin. So that's a little teaser for what's included there. But if you want to share a tangent for the most Wisconsin headline of the week and submit that to the show, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. And Evan, we got the jobs numbers out earlier today.
Give them to me, bud.
The economy still doing pretty darn good. About a 50% higher jobs report number for the month of February 2023 than initially projected. Pretty strange that the economy, even though everybody's trying to tell us we're in a recession, the recession desiring folks, I guess, I don't know what to call them exactly, the people indicating they believe we're on the precipice of a recession, they're going to be a little bummed out again, because 311,000 jobs added in the month of February, beating expectations by roughly 50%, because Economists only projected 205,000 jobs.
Just said they can't buy the dip, you know?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, Evan. I'm not quite sure. But stronger economy than expected for the month of February. Things just keep humming along here with the response to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. It seems like the American Rescue Plan and a lot of the provisions that the Biden administration, and in concert with the federal allies, the Evers administration here in Wisconsin, have worked to get into place to get us to where we are, adding 311,000 jobs to the U.S. economy in the month of February 2023. So those jobs numbers are out. We can take your tangents on those as well. Let's head over to the first headline that caught my eye, because here on Dueling Tangents, we like to talk about narrative, how narrative crafts a lot of the way that we see the stories that we see. It is the defining angle and perspective and all of those things on what is being reported. And so here in Wisconsin, we have a very important April 4th general election in which the fate of the state Supreme Court will hang in the balance. And of the two candidates, one has been trying to spin a narrative. And that narrative, coming from former Justice Dan Kelly, former because when he ran for his first full term back in 2020 after being appointed to the state's highest court by then-Governor Walker in 2016, he lost. He lost in 2020 for a full term. He is at it again.
Bigly
is one way to describe it. Yes, yeah. There was almost a double-digit defeat, which is rare here in Wisconsin, and that is a bigly defeat. But he's spinning a narrative this go-around, because he's trying it again. He is one of the two candidates on the ballot for the April general, and he and his allies are spinning a narrative of No Jail Janet. Scott Walker put out there a hashtag No Jail Judy, which was really confusing because nobody in the race is actually named Judy. But that is the former governor, Scott Walker, using his social media at the tip top. But the conservative allies in this race are trying to spin a narrative that it is not Dan Kelly that is a partisan actor. It is Janet Protasiewicz, Dan Kelly's challenger, competitor in this race. They're both vying for an open seat, so really, they're both challengers.
It was so funny to hear him say that and then hear Dad on this fine network.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah. Just, oh, man. Oh, man. Gaslit, folks. We've been gaslit.
Yeah, it is a lot of gaslighting, because when you go and try to review the record and see where the maybe potential conflicts of interest or at least partisan leanings may be for these two candidates, you see pretty two contrast differences. Because, and this is reporting by Henry Redman over at the Wisconsin Examiner, the headline, Kelly and Protasiewicz financial disclosures show only one candidate did partisan work. Now, if you believe all the talking points and the narrative that is being woven by the Kelly campaign and his allies, you would think that this headline is referencing Janet Protasiewicz as the individual that has partisan ties. But folks, when you look at the receipts, that's not the case. And so it's very important. Reading from this Redman piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner, yet Kelly's 2022 Statement of Economic Interest, SEI as it's also known as, shows that since he lost re-election to the court in 2020, he has mostly engaged in work on behalf of the Republican Party and allied ideological groups. The SEI is a document candidates for office are required to file that outlines their and their families' income, investments, debts, and potential conflicts of interest. The Journal Sentinel previously reported that Kelly was paid nearly $120,000 by the state Republican Party and the Republican National Committee for work on election-related issues, including advising state party leaders on their failed effort to cast false Electoral College votes for then-President Donald Trump. Those payments came as late as December 2022 and included $40,000 from the RNC, that's the Republican National Committee, after Kelly announced he was running for an open seat on the state Supreme Court. No, I'm sorry, folks, but that is a direct conflict of interest there for that nonpartisan race, if you ask me. Accepting payments from the Republican National Committee to the tune of $40,000 after you've already announced candidacy for a nonpartisan race. But then, and excellent reporting by Henry Redman over at the Wisconsin Examiner. I'm not going to go into all of the details right here, but if you look for the contrast of Dan Kelly and the other opponent in the race, Janet Protasiewicz, if you look further down, that you cannot see a starker contrast, because on the other side of the SEI, this document for reporting that all candidates must file here in Wisconsin, of Protasiewicz, who regularly says in campaign speeches that the state of Wisconsin is, quote, the only client she's ever had because her career spent working for the Milwaukee County District's Attorney Office and County Circuit Court show that since 2020, she's had hardly any disclosures of note. So she's got very clean record of she's worked for the District Attorney's Office and the County Court that she now serves on in Milwaukee. And so the fact that Kelly and his allies are trying to make this the rule of Janet and all of these different things, making it sound like because she is an individual that is running for office here in Wisconsin and she has stated her view and her position on issues that voters in Wisconsin care about, that makes her unqualified for office. But Dan Kelly has had money funneled from the state political party, the national political party, and a number of conservative groups that bring cases before the state's highest court. He's been paid by those groups, and he has the audacity to say that it is his challenger, his competitor in this race, that is the one that has the ideological swing. Folks, you cannot make it up. It is comical where this race is at and how clear this race is. Our friend Todd Alba over at the Todd Alba Show likes to note that it is a very, very simple decision when it comes to April 4th, but it is reporting like this that needs to be talked about so that we can share with our friends, our family members, that they know how simple this decision can be as well. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers on a Friday afternoon. We're going to get to a couple more headlines here as well and talk about an individual who's tried more than 1,500 fish fries around the state of Wisconsin. And I believe it is my submission for the most Wisconsin headline of the week. But I'd love to hear your recommendations if you have one as well. If there was a headline this week that flew maybe under the radar, we didn't get a chance yet to talk about here on Dueling Tangents, love to hear your submission for the most Wisconsin story of the week. And things going on in southeastern Wisconsin. Foxconn has maybe a little update. Maybe there's some progress there. Maybe it's not Lucy with the football this year. But we'll see. Wisconsin may actually have a project there in southeastern Wisconsin where Foxconn was promised to help us win the 21st century. We'll give you an update on that, as well as Annalise Eicher joining us at 2:30 here on Dueling Tangents. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent with us on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. You're going to want to stay tuned because it's going to be a great show before we head to the weekend, folks. We'll be right back.
Hello.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 34. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to this fine program across Civic Media all around the state of Wisconsin. If you want to take us with you on the go, you can do so by downloading the Civic Media app wherever apps are downloaded on your smart devices. Just type in Civic Media in the search. It'll pop up. You can download it for free and take all the stations we have here in our growing radio network with you. The Civic Media app. If you want to share a tangent with us here on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789, covering a piece over by Henry Redman at the Wisconsin Examiner, talking about how really when you look at the SEIs, the documents of statement of economic interest that candidates have to file here in Wisconsin, it's clear there is truly only one individual in the state Supreme Court race that has conflicts of interest, and that is former Justice Dan Kelly, although he paints his opponent in this race as the one with the ideological swing. It's very telling. But we're going to move on from that tangent to another one that really caught my eye, and since it's a Friday, I want to get it in before the end of the week for my submission for the Most Wisconsin headline of the week. And Evan, are you a big fish fry guy? Do you like the fish fries?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah. What's your preferred fish fry?
Cod.
Cod? You know? Okay. Yeah, me too. Yeah. See, I'm...
Beer battered, nice and crunchy.
A nice, crispy, beer battered cod is probably my favorite as well.
Like, leave it in there a little too long.
I get thrown shade from time to time because I get some Wisconsinites that say it's got to be perch or walleye or bluegill, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm a good cod fillet, two, three pieces,
like $11.
Two pieces if they're good sized pieces. Yeah. I prefer three.
Get some coleslaw.
I'm not a huge coleslaw guy.
They give it to you anyways. Let's be real. Whether or not you want it.
If I have a heads up, I'm not a huge coleslaw guy. The way I prefer coleslaw is on top of a pulled pork sandwich. So that's where I get my coleslaw. Don't necessarily need it as a side with the fish fry. But this individual, according to a story written up over at the Wisconsin State Journal, has sampled 1,500 different fish fries. And I feel like that's pretty... That's got to be a good number. I try to do the math in my own head.
It's far too many.
That's a lot of fish fries.
He has lost the plot. There is no way that he can compare these fairly.
Right? No. And he goes into what makes a good fish fry and discusses it. And the headline over at the State Journal, the Wisconsin State Journal, is "What's the best Madison area fish fry?" Ask the guy who has reviewed 1,500 of them. And so Mike Seidel is one of Wisconsin's leading authorities on fish fry, has eaten almost every Friday for the past 19 years. So it's taken him 19 years every single Friday to rack up nearly 1,500 individual reviews for the fish fry review website that he runs, MadisonFishFry.com. And I feel like I got to start keeping track of how many fish fries I go to now and start reviewing them, because that's a pretty incredible feat to have 1,500 different reviews. And I'm glad we're in the same boat, though. I was hoping for a little, you know, back and forth, but we can both be in agreement that cod is the best.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is, and uncategorically.
Yeah, and folks, if you've got a preferred fish fry and you think yours is better, want to put a little plug in for a spot that you like here around the state of Wisconsin for your Friday fish fry, 844-967-2789. You can call or text to share your recommendations. But this has got to be the most Wisconsin headline that I've seen all week, Evan, because it is very much on par for a Friday in Lent to have a story written up about a man that has sampled 1,500 different area fish fries. And hopefully, if you like them, you can go have a fish fry as well this evening.
They are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
It's when I first moved to Madison, I wish I knew about this website, because anytime my folks came to town on a Friday, we would have the darndest time coming up with, because fish fries are kind of... you go to the ones that you like often. This guy has clearly sampled a lot, but I feel like it is one of those creatures where I'm a creature of habit, and I don't know if everybody out there in the listening audience feels the same way. But once you find a spot you like, you keep going back again and again. And as an 18-year-old, when I moved to Madison, I did have a hard time finding fish fries at first. And so... it took some time, but now I've got some local favorite spots here in Madison as well. And so it is definitely one of those things where you can, once you find a good spot, you'll keep going back and back again.
Rick says it's Tully's 2 on Monona Drive. Some breaded perch. Best fish fry in the state.
Best in the state. See, I've been to Tully's 2, but I have not had Tully's fish fry. So that is a good recommendation. We appreciate that that phone call. You can be... you can give us a submission as well, 844-967-2789. But I'm getting hungry thinking about it. And then you think about actually 1,500 of them, and you're like, oh, that sounds like too much fish.
Too much fish.
Because it is a nice aspect.
It's too much tuna.
Hang on. Well, none of this is tuna. Nobody's frying up the tuna. Unlimited. If you get unlimited, that is a good get for me as well. Like my ears perk up when I hear about unlimited fish fry. Let's before the break, we'll get Steven's thoughts on this up in Green Bay. Steven, what's the best fish fry that you prefer?
Actually, when I lived in central Wisconsin, Stevens Point, Olympia, it was a diner in Stevens Point that had awesome fish fries.
And what kind of fish?
And it was haddock, I believe.
Oh, okay. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, we appreciate the phone call, Steven. Yeah, it's great. It all comes down to personal preference, because fish fries can be very unique to what you prefer. And I've known some individuals that like the baked cod or the walleye, and it does come down. But I do believe a beer battered cod fillet is my preferred. So glad to hear you too. And that's my submission for the most Wisconsin headline of the week this week. If you've got any other suggestions, send them our way. You can tweet at us at Dueling Tangents. You can follow the show there as well when you're sending us a tweet. We got Annalise Eicher coming up next, joining us here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Dueling Tangents, we'll be right back.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Power crews working to restore service after major rainfall in parts of California. CBS's Carter Evans says it's all part of a storm system that's drenching an already rain-soaked state.
This particular one going through tomorrow, but into next week, we've got more on the way, so it's not over yet.
Good news and bad news about the latest jobless report. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
The president pointing out something that economists also noted today. The unemployment rate ticked up to 3.6%, which you might think is bad, but is actually a signal that more Americans are pursuing jobs, knowing that there are more openings.
Austin, Texas, expecting an economic boost as the South by Southwest Festival gets underway. Kirk Watson is Austin's mayor.
We see a huge economic impact. In fact, we anticipate that it will be around $300 million this year.
The event lasts through March 19th. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Strep throat is going around Wisconsin. The Department of Health Services is reporting a spike in cases. Most of them are kids and their parents. Doctors say if you have a fever and a sore throat, you should get screened. If you don't take care of it, strep throat can cause kidney problems and rheumatic fever. Police want to know who left anti-Semitic pamphlets found in Wausau this week. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Rabbi Benjamin Altshuler of the Mount Sinai congregation in Wausau said the papers can be interpreted as free speech, but encourages people that are troubled to make firm efforts to combat hate. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
In sports, Marquette plays UConn in the Big East Tournament semifinals tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've had a lot of guests on Too Much Tuna.
And this is just Too Much Tuna.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media, and we are now joined here in the Solidarity Realty Studios by Annalise Eicher, the birthday girl. Annalise, how are we doing today?
I am doing great. Having a great birthday so far. It's even better that I get to spend some time with you.
Thank you. That is far too kind, but I really appreciate you joining me here. I did not know it was your birthday when I invited you onto the show, and then I found out on Twitter today, and yeah. I was like, well, we got the birthday girl here in the studio.
Well, yes, and there's a lot going on. It's not just my birthday.
Yes, there's anniversaries today, there's special days, and
a whole host of things. March 10th is happening.
So let's let the people know. The 174th anniversary of the state's pre-Civil War abortion ban is today. So yes. March 10th of 1849 was when the state passed before women could vote, before the Civil War, before all of that.
All of it.
The state passed the currently what's on the books, thanks to the activist Supreme Court last summer, Wisconsin's abortion ban. And so it's also, though, is it a national day of recognition? What's the holiday then today?
Well, I don't know that we call it a holiday, but today is a day of recognition. Today is Thank an Abortion Provider Day. It has not always been, you know, easy to be an abortion provider in the not just the state of Wisconsin, but across the country. And it was on March 10th of 93 that an abortion doctor, providing doctor, was murdered by an anti-abortion extremist. So today, in recognition and in honor of the work that he did in his life, we thank abortion providers.
Yeah, day of recognition, much better. Holiday, I feel like, was you sometimes see those like national, kitschy national holidays.
Yeah.
That's not what this is.
No.
This is a day of recognition.
This is a day of recognition, yes.
Fantastic. Well, I did not know about that one. I knew about your birthday. I found out today. And then I found out about the 174th anniversary of the state's archaic abortion ban, and we've got some action coming up this weekend and all throughout the month of March that you are assisting on. So let's tell the listening audience a little bit about what Women Win Wisconsin are putting together here in March.
Yeah, so there's a group of us working to put on rallies for our rights across the entire state of Wisconsin. It's everyone from Women Win Wisconsin to Planned Parenthood, who I happen to be working with, to the SEIU, to Fair Wisconsin, to Human Rights Campaign, to the Medical Students for Choice. We've got this incredible coalition of organizations across Wisconsin that are building out rallies. And we're talking about the rights that are at stake this election that's coming up on April 4th. And we're, you know, also talking about voting and how to vote in that election. I mean, absentee ballots will start to go out next week. And then we'll start to see in-person absentee voting starting the 21st, which, of course, is my favorite way to vote. And then Election Day will be here sooner than we know it. And so we are rallying across the state starting tomorrow. We're in Appleton on March 11th. On March 12th, we're going to be in Eau Claire. March 18th, we'll be up in Green Bay. The 26th, we'll be in Madison at the state capitol, which is shaping up to be an incredible rally. The 26th will be in La Crosse.
So 25th in Madison.
Yeah, the 25th in Madison.
26th
in La Crosse. And then we're bringing it home April 1st in Milwaukee.
April 1st. All right. So folks out there in the listening audience, across Dueling Tangents listenership, if you want to get involved, Annalise, what is the best way for them to find out more about these rallies and how they could participate as soon as tomorrow in Appleton?
Yeah, as soon as tomorrow. Everything's up on Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin's Facebook page. We've got, you know, details and where it is and how to get there and, you know, who's speaking, the whole deal. So folks can check out the Planned Parenthood Advocates Facebook page.
Perfect. And if, say, individuals want to be able to make a difference for these efforts but aren't able to be there in person tomorrow in Appleton or on Sunday in Eau Claire and all of the other locations throughout this month, say they want to take action, is there other ways they can get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So Planned Parenthood is doing postcard writing parties across the state. We are doing canvases in communities. You know, there's opportunities to talk to your neighbors. We'll get you some information and you can do some, you know, phone banking through your own or text banking through your own contacts. Really, any way that you want to be involved, we will help you figure out how to help get out the vote.
Fantastic. And folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm joined by Annalise Eicher here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. And we're talking about a number of marches being put on around the state of Wisconsin coming up. Because again, 174 years ago, that's so long to think about. Like, what was going on in 1849? This law is on the books still, and it is time to organize. It is time to have our voices heard and exercise that political power coming up, because 3.5 weeks away. That's really what it comes down to, is when April 4th is here. It's coming up fast. Myvote.wi.gov is another great resource as well.
Yes,
for individuals that want to see who's all on their ballot, as well as how they can request one of those absentee ballots or where they're early.
Yep, early in-person absentee voting locations. They vary by municipality, so...
Mine's at the library. That's where I'm going.
I'm also going to the library.
See? There we go.
But it is different in every community, so all of that should be listed on the MyVote website. Otherwise, you can contact your municipal clerk directly. But yeah, that starts the 21st.
There we go. It's coming up very fast.
It is. And 11 days.
There will be a forum that day. That is the same day that the two candidates on the ballot for the state Supreme Court race mm-hmm. will be meeting, put on by the Wisconsin State Bar Association. And we were reading earlier from a piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner talking about how I introduced the show, kicked it off by talking about how narrative is important, and knowing what narrative is being told to you is a good way to see how the information you're reading, hearing, learning about is being shaped. The Kelly campaign is trying to create a narrative that Janet Protasiewicz is a partisan actor. And then I saw a very interesting piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner talking, reported by Henry Redman at the Wisconsin Examiner, talking about if you look at the specific statement of economic interests, there's really only one partisan actor in this race.
And it's Dan Kelly.
Yeah, it's not Janet Protasiewicz. we found out that in this piece, Henry Redman reports that the payments came for Dan Kelly into his bank account that he had to report on this SEI. $40,000 as late as December of 2022, just a few months ago.
Couple months ago. Yep.
And that was after he had declared his candidacy for this nonpartisan office.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts as somebody that's been involved in politics and seen all of this unfold? How could somebody truly try to paint their opponent as the partisan and themselves as the nonpartisan, I'm just going to stand up and read it as it is, like Dan Kelly's trying to do right now?
Well, I think, you know, that's the Republican playbook. And, you know, the Republican Party of Wisconsin ran Dan Kelly's campaign the last time he was running for the Supreme Court. And, you know, what they say does not match the receipts, right? So, you know, Dan Kelly can say whatever he's saying, and they've got a ton of money behind it, that message, and they're going to continue to, you know, to say that. But at the end of the day, you know, he is the only partisan. You know, Janet has spoken, I think, very honestly about her values, and I think voters, and including myself, love that in a candidate, especially one who's seeking, you know, to serve on our high court here in Wisconsin
for a 10-year term.
Yeah. And you know, Dan Kelly is, you know, he's too extreme. I mean, he's an absolute partisan. Every of his, you know, the money receipt show it. But also, you know, the work that he's done and the cases that he's taken, the work he's done with the Republican Party, the work he's done with anti-abortion groups in the state of Wisconsin. You know, that is the clear partisanship.
Well, and he alludes that he can't simply recall the kind of legal work that he did for those anti-abortion groups.
No.
It was before he was appointed to the state's highest court back in 2016 by then Governor Scott Walker. And he can't recall. It's very interesting when you ask somebody about their record, then all of a sudden they just go, oh, I don't remember. I couldn't possibly tell you what I was doing then. And that is an acceptable answer. So if you've got questions for Dan Kelly, I feel like you should ask his campaign folks. If you've got questions or comments for us, want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. I'm joined by Annalise Eicher here in our Madison studios. And Annalise alluded to it a little bit earlier, too, before we jump back on the air. But fish fries here in Wisconsin. I like to, on Fridays, talk about the most Wisconsin headline of the week that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And the State Journal's got a very interesting piece, because there's one individual out there that has tried 1,500 of them.
I read this article today.
Yeah, it's very Wisconsin article.
Very Wisconsin. That's a lot of fish.
Friday in Lent, it is what a lot of Wisconsinites are preparing to eat for dinner tonight. But you, not one of them, huh?
No, I'm actually attending a fish fry tonight.
But no fish.
but I will be eating the chicken tenders.
Okay.
I love fishing. Full disclosure, I love fishing. Not necessarily ice fishing. I love fishing.
Yeah, you can't get me out into a nice shanty. It's too cold.
Yeah. But yeah, I've never liked fish.
But
I'm happy for everyone. I like the environment. I will gladly sit with you and eat my chicken while everyone else eats their fish. But
yeah, you could still have an old fashioned with your chicken tenders and everybody else.
An old fashioned, some chicken tenders. I'm great.
There you go.
My so birthday meal.
That tonight it chicken, is your birthday.
Chicken tenders at a fish fry.
That is not very Wisconsin, but it's okay. If that's what you prefer, everybody is entitled to their own preferences when it comes to food.
Thank you.
I'm shocked a little bit by the sheer volume of fish fries that this gentleman has consumed over 19 years.
It's a lot of fish.
At one point, because this is part of Wisconsin's fabric, at what point do you think he was like, okay, I'm going to start documenting how many I'm going? Because I feel like there's got to be some unaccounted fish fries in there.
Oh, I would think so.
Because you have fish fries growing up, and he does note that these are 1,500 that he's reviewed, so it's got to be even more than that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot. 1,500. I'm trying to think if there's 1,500. Probably pizza, but outside of that, maybe fish fries, too. But
for you?
I'm trying to think of what I've eaten 1,500 times.
Yeah.
I don't do math very well.
I feel like I'm gonna need a pencil and some paper here to start. How many chicken tenders have I had in my life here, Luke?
Chicken tenders could be a big one too up there with the total count, but it is definitely 1,500 fish fries. It's impressive. And folks, if you're gonna have a fish fry tonight, let us know. 844-967-2789. Annalise Eicher, really appreciate you joining me. One more time before we head over to this break. If individuals are interested in getting involved with the rallies taking place as soon as this weekend, mm-hmm. Where can they go to learn more about getting involved?
Yeah, the Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin Facebook page.
Perfect. And it is a number of organizations, terrific organizations, yes, working to put these rallies on around the state. Again, tomorrow in Appleton and Eau Claire on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Throughout the state, Green Bay, Madison, La Crosse, and Milwaukee, all coming up for the April 4th election. You can go to those Facebook pages to see more information and get involved. And folks, it is very important to get involved ahead of April 4th, 10-year term on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be...
And not just get involved, Luke. They need to vote, too.
Yes.
For my birthday.
There we go.
I am asking everyone to vote. That's folks, what I want.
You heard it from Annalise for her birthday. Make a plan to be a voter on April 4th. Myvote.wi.gov to learn more. It's going to be, I'm really excited to see you. I'm not going to be in Appleton myself this weekend, but I'm looking forward to hearing about how the rallies go.
I'll be posting pictures on my Twitter.
There we go. So we'll be able to keep an eye out there, and we'll have to have you back soon again to tell us more about the other rallies that are coming up, because we've got a couple weekends full of these.
We do.
Looking forward to it. Well, thank you again, Annalise. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. We've got one more segment before the weekend, 844-967-2789. You can share your tangents. And we've got an update in southeastern Wisconsin about what Foxconn is up to. Is it actually going to come to fruition? We'll find out. It's your favorite.
This is fabulous.
That's too much tuna, and we just pranked you, but good. I mean, there's a camera right there.
Look, you're on a prank show. There's a camera.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 23. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 33. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Snow likely. Lows around 30. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. I want to thank again Annalise Eicher joining me that last segment. If you want to learn more about what Annalise and the excellent organizations putting together these rallies across the state of Wisconsin are doing, you can go to Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin and their Facebook page. Check it out. Get involved with these rallies. Make a plan to be voters on Tuesday, April 4th. But we've got a lot at stake, and we're going to talk about more of that continuing on in the next 3.5 weeks. But one of the big stories, too, that we've been keeping a very close eye on here at Dueling Tangents, and if you want to share a tangent with me here in this final segment before the weekend, 844-967-2789, is what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin. Some back-of-the-napkin math back in 2017, 2018, by then-Governor Scott Walker, slated to give $4 billion, roughly, in state subsidies to a foreign corporation to come and bring about 13,000 manufacturing jobs to southeastern Wisconsin. And at the time, it felt a lot like a campaign ploy. The former governor, Walker, said that the plant would help Wisconsin win the 21st century. But Foxconn had a pretty shaky past, and there were a lot of skeptics because the track record that Foxconn had brought was of trying to get these government subsidies from other nations down in Brazil, I believe, and other states around the country as well. But the Walker administration's $4 billion deal was by far one of the largest at the time, and a lot of critics said that there wasn't actually going to be anything to come from the Foxconn deal. And over the last 5-6 years, we haven't seen a whole lot be delivered. Thankfully, the state is not on the hook for as many tax dollars going to this foreign corporation as it would have been under the Walker administration, because the Evers administration renegotiated the deal, got taxpayers off the hook for not all, but a lot of the money that was promised by then-Governor Scott Walker. And we've heard time and time again that there was going to be different manufacturing outlets that would be coming to this Foxconn after the 10 LCD screen, whatever the state-of-the-art factory, fell through. And there was going to be coffee pots. There was going to be electric vehicles. There were going to be semiconductor chips.
State of the art, folks.
So all that stuff, state of the art. It was all coming and then it wasn't. And now, skeptical to talk about this one, but we'll see where it's going, Evan. But did you hear what may now be coming to Foxconn's southeastern Wisconsin plant?
Let me see here. What is Foxconn going to change the future, possibly the history of Wisconsin with?
Win the 21st century. Come on, don't. Those were not shy words.
Cleaners, the little vacuum cleaners that you know, they have batteries. You don't even plug them in. You can take them anywhere.
That's your guess. Yeah. That's your guess. Not quite. According to reporting over by Wisconsin Public Radio, the headline: Foxconn partners with We Energies for 2,000 panel solar project. The utility said the solar project will not impact customer rates. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Is We Energies using this area because Foxconn can't find anybody else? Is Foxconn getting paid to lease? We're going to find out about these details, but this is the piece over at WPR. We Energies and Foxconn announced a new partnership Thursday. The companies plan to seek approval from the Village of Mount Pleasant and Racine County to move forward with the solar project, which they say will generate enough energy to power about 300 homes. About 300 homes, folks. I'm not saying that those 300 homes don't deserve this solar power or anything like that, but how much money did the state of Wisconsin give Foxconn to do all the construction, the revamping the freeways, I-94 getting a facelift in that area just very shortly after being reconstructed itself, to displace all the families and the homeowners that were living in this area that those local entities plighted? They used eminent domain and forced those families out of their homes so Foxconn could come into this Mount Pleasant plant. And now, well, the first step is, I guess, after you fail to make semiconductor chips or electric vehicles or coffee pots, flat screen TVs, is a solar farm. I am a huge advocate for solar energy, folks. I think that's terrific. But at the same time, enough power to generate 300 homes. Interesting. Quote, "We are pleased to bring more clean energy to Wisconsin through this partnership with Foxconn," said Gail Klappa, executive chairman of WEC Energy Group, We Energy's parent company. "As Foxconn expands its operations, this project will deliver affordable, reliable, and clean energy for years to come." We Energy's spokesperson, Brendan Conway, could not disclose the cost of the project, but said it will not impact customers' rates. According to the utility, the solar project is expected to generate enough energy to offset over 1,200 metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions each year. That's the equivalent of taking 260 cars off the road or planting 20,000 trees. So We Energy is trying to do its part, getting more solar energy onto the grid in that portion of the state. But again, this was promised to help Wisconsin win the 21st century, and I'm not saying that it's not better than nothing, but it is a pretty deflated project, if you want to be nice about describing it. So it is definitely an interesting, we'll see. Foxconn has a history of playing Lucy with the football, and Charlie Brown, us Wisconsin taxpayers, trying to get something out of this deal and having that football ripped out from underneath us every time we go to kick it. But it'll be interesting to keep our eyes on this one. We Energy is partnering with Foxconn in southeastern Wisconsin. You've been listening to Dueling Tangents on this Friday afternoon. We really appreciate it. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. You can share your tangents with us on Twitter at Dueling Tangents, where we'll take your submissions there for the most Wisconsin headline of the week. I think maybe a fish fry is in order.
You know that fish on Monona Drive, that's hand-breaded.
There you go. Did we get some more recommendations for Tully's stuff, too?
That's hand-breaded.
Tully's meatball sub is one of my favorite meatball subs in town. So I will give them credit there. I have not tried the fish fry yet. I'll have to put it on the list. And if you've got other recommendations for the fish fry for this week's Most Wisconsin Headline, 1,500. We got a lot to start counting, Evan. But if we do one a week for 52 a year for the next 19 years, we could catch up as well.
Did you do the math?
No, that was in the article. That was the math done in the article. So,
yeah, we don't do math.
I didn't have to do that math. I just helped share that math that was reported. But if you missed any portion of this great show, check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian will be back on Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. Talk to y'all then. Have an excellent weekend. And make a plan to be a voter April 4th.
They did the math, folks. Got you thinking like that, boy.
Hear that? If you are have. Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast. And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.